Prime Minister Scott Morrison and the Governor-General have laid floral tributes outside a Christchurch mosque to honour the 50 victims of the shootings there 2 weeks ago. The PM and Sir Peter Cosgrove will join opposition leader Bill Shorten, other world leaders and dignitaries for New Zealand's official remembrance service for the victims of the mosque attacks. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson has attempted to explain comments which suggested she believed the Port Arthur massacre was a government conspiracy. In a secretly recorded tape, Ms Hanson appeared to indicate the shootings were carried out by a trained marksman and not Martin Bryant, who pleaded guilty to the crime. Senator Hanson says while she believes Martin Bryant was responsible, she read about the shooter taking precision shots in a conspiracy theory book. British MPs will vote again on Brexit on the day the UK was originally meant to leave the European Union. But Parliament will only vote on the part of the deal brokered by Theresa May that includes the divorce bill, citizens' rights and the controversial Irish border issue. A political declaration on the UK's future relationship with the European Union will not be put to the vote. Authorities in the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka, say a fire in a high-rise office building has killed at least 19 people with 70 injured. Crews have been battling the blaze at the FR Tower in Dhaka's commercial district for several hours. It's reported a number of people who were trapped inside the building have now been rescued.